Trees for Tomorrow teaches people about natural resources. It offers hands-on programs, workshops, and classes for kids and adults on everything from outdoor cooking to composting. Here with me to talk about these programs is the center's environmental education manager, Kim Feller. Hi, Kim.
Hi.
Well, spring has finally arrived in the Northwoods. What kinds of activities and events does Trees for Tomorrow have planned to welcome the warmer weather?
Yeah, well, we have a lot of different programs for people who want to learn about our environment and our outdoors, whether you are 5 years old or 50. The first event that we have coming up is targeted towards adults, and that is our composting class, which is part of our Sustainable Living Institute program series. That's going to be April 17th, which is a Saturday from 9 to 11. And people can sign up. What you get with that registration, you can come to our class, which is 2 hours, and that also includes the price of a home compost system. So you'll be able to leave the class with your own kind of home compost bin that you'll learn how to put together, and then you'll learn how to use it to break down any of those leftover foods that you have and turn that waste into something that you can use for your flower garden or your vegetable garden.
Very cool. So is this something that's a major time commitment, or is it really something that anybody can do?
This is not a very big time commitment at all. The class itself is only 2 hours. And then even if, if you can't come to the class, you could still register and still come and pick up the compost bin. Composting itself is really easy. My husband and I compost at our home, and it's really just a matter of, taking, food scraps that can go in the compost bin, which is really, for our system, leftover fruits and vegetables and, stalks and cores and things like that. And it's a matter of, instead of putting them in the trash can, put them in, we keep a little 5-gallon bucket in our garage, and then when that gets full, we take it out to the compost bin. So it takes probably less than 10 minutes a day, if that, some days. So it's a really easy way that people can practice a little bit more sustainable living at home.
Yeah, that sounds pretty easy. Why is composting important?
Composting is really important because there's a lot of opportunities for food waste just in our society in general. And while there's a lot of different ways that we can minimize food waste, thinking about how we're going to use our food when we go to the grocery store to buy them. And some things are in our control. Some things are out of control. Really, we can only control what we purchase at the grocery store and then what we use when we go home. Some things, we just don't end up using, like I don't use the core from, my cauliflower that's, really stalky and bulky. And composting is a simple way that you can take, what you're not going to use or waste and, just make the best of a situation so that it's not totally going to waste.
Okay, cool. And does Trees for Tomorrow have any other events going on this spring?
We definitely do. Once you get your composter, you can come back to us in May and learn about gardening, whether that's a pollinator garden or a vegetable garden. We'll have a few different topics that you'll learn about, and we're doing that in conjunction with the Master Gardeners program. Later in April, we have some of our Nature Adventure series, which are family-friendly, about 3-hour-long programs that cover many different topics, such as fire building and archery. We have a burning one in May. As we move into the warmer weather, we'll have some hiking adventures and canoeing. And those are really targeted towards anyone, including families who just want to get out on the trails, on the water, learn an outdoor skill, or just maybe learn more about what's growing and what's living in their favorite hiking spot or their favorite canoeing spot.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. I've been speaking with Kim Feller. She's Trees for Tomorrow's Environmental Education Manager. Thanks for your time, Kim.
It was my pleasure. Thank you so much for the opportunity.